You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL News Radio, celebrating 40 years of The Doug Wright Show.
He was never a prima donna about anything.
This is a consummate broadcasting professional.
I love that he has a Harley. I do not have a Harley. I have no interest in a Harley.
So successful in his 40 years. Happy anniversary, Doug.
This is where Utah news breaks on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Man, what a day here in our KSL studios, and I've just been blown away by everything that's unfolded over the last several months since we made the announcement that I would be at June 1st, departing the regular weekday show. Peter Seymour walked in studio just a moment ago. And
your official party crasher.
He's been in here telling Henny Youngman jokes today, and I think I actually topped him with
one. You did. It was a marathon, Henny Youngman, but it was better than the take my wife, please joke that we're used to hearing.
Well, what do you have there in your hand?
Well, I wanted to come thank you, Doug, for choosing to semi-retire on this day, for bringing in literally about 12, 14 dozen boxes of donuts. This is my third donut in the last hour. And now you're probably wondering why I'm so perky and happy. It's got to be the calcium and the nutrients in the donut.
Couldn't possibly be the sugar.
No, there's sugar in these things? No one ever told me that.
Okay. Well, Peter, you know, somebody texted in a moment ago, what does it say? This does prove that there is a heaven, that there is a deity, because Doug Wright's departure of his regular weekday radio program is on National Donut Day.
You see, and you know, they timed it just for that. You know, they moved National Donut Day to June 1st just for you.
Just for me.
Just for you.
Just for me.
I should bring you one, actually. You want one?
Well,
what do you have here? What do you have here?
Mitt Romney comes in with this great big box of Banbury Cross donuts, and I was so impressed. I just went, wow, that's really cool. And then we had our discussion. And then on the way out, I said, well, hey, thank you for the donuts. He goes, yeah, I just picked them up down the hall. I just brought them in the studio.
It's like picking flowers from your own garden to bring to you.
Yeah, pick the flowers out front to, you know, here at Broadcast
that's
House.
Right.
Peter, thank you. We've done a lot of fun things.
We have, and I just wanted to come in again to quickly crash the party and to really thank you on the air, Doug, for all that you've done for me in particular, for putting up with my long, in-depth reports that I have to do from the field occasionally, and just for your generosity and your professionalism, and most of all for your example. You've showed me how to do radio right, and I do mean that. I don't want to get all gushy, but thank you for all that you've done for me and for everyone in Utah. I've lived in Utah 7 years now, and it's felt like that I've known you even longer than that. Thank you for all that you've done for me.
Thank you. Thank you so much, our Peter Seymour. Oh, my goodness. I look around studio, and I'm seeing Chris Redgrave, whom I've known for years and years. John Carter is over here. Who's my next victim? Or I suspect I might be their victim. Here, John, come on over here. You know, I have such an admiration for this guy.
Why?
And I know. I know.
Why would you? Are you crazy?
I've been in therapy for it, but... Yeah, I've so admired what you have done for so many years.
Thank you.
Rock and roll.
It's right back at you.
You know, I love the fact, too, that the station that I loved and worked at for 5 years, KRSP, it was under different ownership out in the Taylorsville, you know, horse field at the time. But the fact that that station now is part of our KSL Bonneville family, the Arrow 103.5, when I was there, it was the Rock of Salt Lake.
Sure.
And what an honor to have you down here.
You and I crossed paths for a brief time. I came to KRSP in like 1980, and I think you just left.
I had been over at KCPX from 74 to 78, and I actually ended my career at KRSP in 1974. But it was the ghost that lingered.
Right.
You know, the ghost of Doug.
We saw you in the hallway.
Yeah, whenever they're laughing about something gone missing.
It was an apparition or somebody's gas.
Yeah, it was. Or somebody did something. So you've got a guitar.
Well, I don't play very well, but I did write you a song. I bring, Doug, to your show, to your 40 years at KSL, I bring to you the gift of music.
You done writ me a song.
I wrote you a song.
Oh,
may
I? Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
It's kind of a tearjerker.
Uh-oh.
We've heard it all, we've had a ball on the Doug Wright Show. For 40 years at KSL, he's kept us in the know. And now, it's time to say goodbye. He'll hang around from time to time on the movie show. His sponsor wouldn't let him go, and he's making tons of dough. But for now, it's time to say goodbye.
Wow. Thank you, John. Thanks so much.
It's the least I could do because I didn't bring any donuts.
Well, then get out of here. You know, song was nice, but donuts are better. No, that was beautiful.
Doug,
you've
been such a great influence for radio people and for your listeners. I only have 7, so I envy you.
Movie show has 5.
I really envy you. But you're awesome. You know, we all look up to you in many different ways, and you're just a great guy. And I don't see you that often. For some weird, inexplicable reason, I bump into you all the time in the men's room.
It truly is. I usually see John in the John. What can I say?
But that's okay. Yeah, but thanks for having me on. And I just wanted to deliver that to you. But thank you for all you've done. It's been so many great years and so much good radio. And
thank
we admire you for that.
John, thanks so
much.
I'm really honored.
How about a hug?
Oh, absolutely.
A hug here.
Oh.
Come on.
Thank you. John Carter. Oh, my goodness. I was just informed we have a special guest on the phone. Okay. Well, let's, Gustavo, let's go to the phone lines. And I know not who is there. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
This is really painful waiting on the air to get on with listening to Carter sing. I mean, that was pretty hard.
That is Woolly
Waldron.
Oh, Woolly! I thought that was Woolly, but I wasn't sure. Oh my goodness, Woolly Waldron listened to me for so many years, begging and scratching on the door of KCPX, and finally, in a moment of great weakness, he said yes. And Woolly, that was a golden time. At KCPX.
1974 through 78, right?
Yep, that's it. He's probably going, oh, those are the worst years of my life. But it was a golden time.
I got a story, though, a true story. Can I tell it?
I don't know. Yeah, sure.
Okay, back in the day, we were working for, you know, a little company called Columbia Pictures, the movie company, right? They owned this little radio station in Salt Lake called KCPX. And I had the charge of the program department. So one day, this is 1978, I get a call from human resources person at Bonneville, parent company of KSL. And she said, we're considering hiring one of your announcers, Doug Wright. And would I mind talking about what kind of employee he was, you know, the usual stuff, what kind of person he is, overall evaluation type thing. And I'd made these calls myself in the past, you know, so I'm not hiring someone. So I knew full well it was pretty important, you know, the answers you give. Well, you know, it's great for the potential employee over there and the new company. And also, yeah, accurate and honest information is essential for my own credibility, right? So anyway, my forthright assessment of Doug Wright was that it was all good. Doug is a very high-quality guy. And her last question to me on this, I remember this distinctly. If this person left your company, would you ever hire him back in the future if the opportunity came along? I said, yes, I would. But if KSL hires Doug, I won't have a chance to hire him back in the future because he's just such a great match for the KSL organization. He'll be there for a long time. True story, Doug.
Oh, my goodness. Woolly, I didn't know that had happened. You've never told me that before. I appreciate you giving whatever answers you did, and it was incredible. But I've told this story to my friends here at KSL. As a matter of fact, on my 30th anniversary here, I told the story. One of the hardest decisions I ever made was to leave KCPX because I loved KCPX. It's always where I wanted to work. And to work with you and Skinny and Lynn Lehman and Joe Lee. We all loved Joe Lee. Chad O. Stevens, that we now know as Dan Jessup, and Jordan Mitchell and Randy Lavoie and Terry Pepper. The list goes on and on and on, and I'm going to leave somebody else. And over on the FM, Skip Ward. It was a golden time for me, and that was the radio station, not just in the Intermountain West, but respected around the country. It was the rock and roll heaven, and for me to have been able to be there for 4 years, thanks to you having the misjudgment of actually hiring me, to this day, I still look back on those times with great, great, great fondness. Wooly, thank you. And Wooly's still, you can hear Wooly on the Arrow 103.5, and we had a great reunion last summer, too, with all the KCPX guys.
Yeah, so I retired 20 years ago, but I couldn't quite leave it alone. Like, you want to keep your fingers in there, but you don't want the daily grind.
Yeah.
So, I do the Arrow, and it's one of the things that really keeps me going, you know, because although I'm back doing the first job I did in radio, weekends.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you hired me as. I was hired as the weekend fill-in guy. And I'll never forget this. The studios were brand new on Fremont Avenue or Drive. The TV was still on Social Hall. And I always feel bad that I wasn't able to be in those iconic studios on Social Hall Avenue ever live on the air, although I sat in the window a gazillion times begging you for a job. But I can remember after you finally said yes, and I was driving up 17th South, and I remember at some point about halfway home, it occurred to me, I have no idea what he's going to pay me. And you know what? I didn't care. Just to work at KCPX was a thrill. Wooly, thank you so much.
Yeah, that was a great time. And but you were just getting the wind beneath your wings. you've got a career that everyone in broadcasting in this market admires. You've done some great things. You're a Broadcasters Hall of Fame guy, and we admire you. I want to thank you for the industry. Thank
Wooly,
you very much.
Wooly, thank you. Give my best to Pam, okay? And then I love working here with your son, Gary.
Great.
Thank you.
Nice to talk with you, Doug. Good future.
Thank you. Good to chat with Wooly Waldron, used to be my boss, program director over at KCPX. Overwhelming. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. And can we talk with Chris Redgrave next? All right. Chris Redgrave, who is a former general manager of KSL. When she and I first worked together, she was on the sales team. I was the production geek, and we were working on all kinds of stuff. And we'll talk with Chris Redgrave coming up in just a moment here on The Doug Wright Show.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.